Washington. This is VOA News. North Korea executes the uncle of leader Kim Jong-un, and Bangladesh hangs a key opposition figure for war crimes. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. North Korea has executed Jang Sung-taek, the uncle of leader Kim Jong-un, who was recently seen as one of Kim's chief advisors. The official Korean Central News Agency says Jang was put to death Thursday after facing a special military tribunal. The report called him a traitor to the nation for all ages who perpetrated anti-party, counter-revolutionary, factional acts in a bid to overthrow the leadership of our party and state. Jang was accused of several crimes, including corruption, womanizing, and drug use. For more on this story, log on to www.voanews.com. Bangladesh on Thursday executed an opposition leader convicted of war crimes just hours after the Supreme Court rejected his last-minute appeal. Bangladeshi officials confirmed that Abdul Qadir Mullah was hanged to death at 10:01 p.m. local time. Mullah was convicted of committing war crimes during the nation's War of Independence against Pakistan in 1971. Critics fear that his execution could begin a fresh wave of political violence before national elections that are set for next month. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed back to the Middle East on Thursday, 1 week after his previous visit ended with Palestinian dissatisfaction over U.S. ideas for an elusive peace deal with Israel. The top U.S. diplomat met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah in the West Bank. Kerry is scheduled to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday. A previous meeting with Netanyahu and President Shimon Peres in Jerusalem was postponed due to a snowstorm which hit the city. The chairman of a U.S. Senate committee that has crafted existing sanctions against Iran is speaking out against new penalties while international negotiations continue to limit Tehran's nuclear program. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Tim Johnson backed the Obama administration's intensive lobbying effort to convince lawmakers to give diplomacy a chance.
Time is running out for the Senate to consider boosting sanctions against Iran this year, and any bill to do so would face hurdles in the Banking Committee, given Thursday's comments by Chairman Johnson.
A new round of U.S. sanctions now could rupture the unity of the international coalition against Iran's nuclear program.
The committee's top Republican, Senator Mike Crapo, disagrees.
Sanctions clearly worked to bring Iran to the negotiating table. I remain convinced that we must maintain that leverage moving forward.
The opportunity for congressional action this year has all but passed, and any new sanctions that might be approved would face a near-certain veto by President Barack Obama. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
A key European Union envoy says the 28-member trade bloc is ready to provide more financial aid to Ukraine. That's if Kiev agrees to sign a trade cooperation agreement, that is, with the bloc that it backed away from last month. EU Enlargement Commissioner Stefan Fiola, speaking Thursday in Brussels, said that the union will help, including the cash-strapped Kiev government negotiating a key loan with the International Monetary Fund. Fiola called upon the Ukrainian authorities to stop using force against protesters and free those taken into detention. The historical drama, 12 Years a Slave, and the 1970s con artist caper American Hustle led the Golden Globes nominations Thursday with 7 each. The awards will be handed out next month. On Wall Street, all three major indices closed lower. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.